Whether you were born here in Eldenvale, stationed here by your organization, or came here for your own reasons, you currently call the Vale, and specifically the town of Greendelly, your home. It is a settlement hard on the borders of the Eldenwood, the westernmost settlement of the great human empire. The sparsely settled lands of Eldenvale are quietly prosperous, dutiful in their taxes to the empire, but starting to grow monotonous. Some days you can't help but wish for a little excitement, but you know what they say. In Eldenvale, be careful what you wish for. See, Greendelly is the western gateway to Eldenvale. There used to be a stone dwarven bridge here hundreds of years ago, but it was destroyed in a flood. The stone pillars are still visible in the river, as you can see there, but little remains of the bridge itself. And then 100 feet downstream is the ferry crossing. And a large barge floats here, attached to ropes and pulleys on both sides of the rivers. They use blue chocobos, essentially, to pull the ferry, because the river is 30 feet deep here. The ferry's the only way to get wagons, livestock, and such across. It's also known for delicious meats and sandwiches. We're going to start off this game the way we start off every game. A tavern. It's pretty cool. So here we have kimchi. You guys are hanging out in the ancient region. How long have you been in town, Budek, would you say? Kimchi grew up here.
Yeah, I'd say that I've been in town no more than 6 months.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
No more than 6 months, but within 6 months, you guys would both know the innkeeper, Bronson Shadowbanks. He is a gnome, but he is also the patriarch of the Shadowbanks clan, who inherited the ancient region. You guys have been staying here. One thing that you guys can each do is mark up to... You guys each start with 50 gil.
Mm-hmm.
Gil being the coin.
Now,
in this
does
Final Fantasy-ish world. Yes.
Does Bronson Shadowbanks happen to have a little red Corvette or like to party like it's 1999?
Little red Corvette. If he had a red chocobo, that'd be pretty sick. But those are too rare. He doesn't have that. What are you going to say, Matt?
Oh, he's saving for a red chocobo.
He's saving up, yeah. Little red chocobo. He's saving up for his little red chocobo. You guys have been hanging out, and you guys have been discussing, like, beginning sort of an adventure party sort of deal. And, you know, Bronson Shadowbanks is one of... he's an important guy, also being a member of the town council. Mm-hmm. And you're hanging out here. The ancient region is the more fancy of the inns. It is it's 5 gil a night to stay here. But there's 20 gil for suites. 20 gil a night for suites. And you guys have been, you know, just chilling on the 5 gil a night, I'd say. But yeah, you know, you're running out of some coins. You'd be looking maybe partake your skills in some adventuring. As you look around, you see a couple of notable folks. There's Gerd. He's a local, like, hero of the Tetell's Tales of his bravery and all that stuff. Conquest and stuff that he's done. You see a couple of gentlemen at a table playing some sort of dice game, it looks like. And you see a lady sitting at the far end who's, she's drinking alone this afternoon. Kimchi, we'll start the game off. What would you like to do first, my friend?
I want to go over to the lady that's drinking alone and pop a gill on the counter and we'll just, like, go over, like, finger to Bronson, like, 2 drinks over here, and just look at her and say, no lady should be drinking by herself in a town like this, Kupo.
I love it. She is a human woman. You are about half her size, which makes this even more adorable. Can you just, I'm just gonna actually... She turns to you and basically, roll charisma, Kimchi.
Okay.
First roll of the game. Target here is 10.
Target here is 10. Any mod? 11!
11! Very cool. She looks to you and she smiles. And she's like, how very generous of you. I thought, and here I thought chivalry was dead.
I don't know who chivalry is. Maybe they are dead, but I'm here. The name's Kimchi.
She offers her hand very, like, daintily. And she goes, Ruby, charmed. Budak, what would you like to do?
I'd like to go up to the table of men that are playing with dice.
Okay. Alright. The guys with the dice... yeah, you see they're playing... They roll a bunch of dice, and they look over, and the one guy on the south side of the table is like, busted again, damn it. Every time. And the guy up north laughs. He's like, I told you, you shouldn't hit on 18. You do it every time. And they look up at you like, oh, wow, big fella, you like to join? You play black dice?
I've never played.
Oh. Well, do you know how to play?
No.
Ah, well, I mean, if you got any money, there's a 5-gil pot we got going. The way you play black dice is simple. Basically, there's a secret D6 rolled by the house, and then the rest of us, we all roll 3D6, and then you can choose to hit, but if you hit, you have to add another gil to the pot, and you can add another D6 to hit, or choose to stay. And basically, then the secret die is revealed and added to all our totals, and you want to get to as close to 21 without going over.
Sounds great.
You want to jump in for 5 gil?
Let's do it.
All right. So, in the game, there's a secret D6 rolled, but since I'm also playing, I'm not going to roll the D6 till after, you know, we all ante in.
Absolutely.
So it's a fair game. So the two gentlemen are in, and you, Budak, sorry. So yeah, let's all roll 3d6. Oh man, that's pretty low. So both gentlemen are gonna ante in. They're each gonna hit. So there's 15 gil in the pot right now. So each gonna add one to hit. Okay, so 9 and 11. Are you gonna hit?
Yeah.
Ante up a gil, so that's 8, brings it to 18 gil to hit. So that brings you to 12. They're both gonna hit again. 20 gil. Okay, so the one is at 13. And the other is at... also 13.
I will also hit again.
Alrighty. Ooh, what does that bring you up to?
So that get 17.
17.
So I will stay now.
You're gonna stay. So the pot's at 21. At 17, they are gonna also stay. Which is, that's probably not the optimal move, but I'm playing as a bad NPC for fun, because I'm not trying to steal my player's money. So you're at 17, they're both at 13, so if they win, basically you have to bust and they'll split the pot.
Right.
Otherwise. So what was the secret D6? It was a 1, they lose. You win.
Hell yeah.
Then 18, which means you get 21 gil. And they go like, beginner's luck, they say. Because they're, bad at the game.
Well, this is a pleasure. Thank you.
Word. And that's Black Dice. They have, there's two other mini games that they play here, but that one requires the most skill, probably. The other ones are kind of just mostly luck-based. So back to Kimchi. Kimchi, you're at the bar talking to Ruby. You don't recognize her, and you grew up here.
Yeah.
She says, she asks you, are you from here?
I've been here for a while. I used to live somewhere else. I don't remember it. But I've lived here basically my entire life. Yeah. I work at that Q-Dega over there.
Oh, I think I saw that on my way in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
They sell sandwiches over there, right?
best sandwiches in town. Yeah, I'm actually out trying to... And I flop down my cookbook, and I'm like, this is the recipes from the Qdega, but I'm trying to expand on it. So I'm out trying to find some new ingredients, new exotic meats, flavors from all different regions. I'm too talented, too big for this little one-pony busted bridge town, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. She looks out. There's no windows in here, but she looks kind of like... She looks towards the entrance wistfully.
Yeah.
She's like, sometimes I wish that I could make it... You know about Apocrya, the city out east?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have, a big theater company over there that I've been really interested in.
You a performer?
I dabble. I'm a bit of a stage actress.
Would I have seen you in anything?
Do you know the production In for a Penny Farthing?
I don't. What's a penny farthing?
Oh, it's like an old school type of currency they used to, use back. It's like not. We use gil now, but it's like a penny farthing was a old currency. It's a dead currency.
Okay, in for a penny farthing.
It's a story of love in a more simple time. More simple time, she says, as she takes a sip of her alcohol. At this point, Bronson Shadowbanks comes over to you. Because he's bad at reading the room. He's either bad at reading the room or he doesn't care. You know him to be a very, man full of bluster and doesn't really give a shit about things like this. He goes, hey, Kimchi, you still making those delicious sandwiches over there?
Yeah.
When are you gonna go out and fulfill your potential, kid? You're a blue mage, damn it.
I'm working on it. You shut your mouth, Bronson. You stupid
bitch. Hey, man, is this guy bothering you? She's like, no, it's quite all right. He's like, I'm just kidding. I know. He's a good kid. I'm messing with you, Kimchi. Come on. How long? I knew you when you were this big. And now
I'm still that big.
You're still that big. Yeah.
This is how big we get.
Yeah. Well, you're telling me. Man, my eldest son, he starts cleaning the glass. And he goes into a ever-long cleaning glass animation.
Oh, yeah.
He just cleans the glass for the rest of the scene. And he starts talking about his kids or whatever, and he interrupts. Budik, back over to you. Do you want to play another game with these gents or go talk to someone else?
I've made enough money. I'd like to go talk to the adventurer.
Okay. Over here. As you approach, the Smith, your Bankas are generally, bigger than humans. This guy's as big as you are.
Okay.
And he's got a big fucking shield that's just, it definitely has fucked up, the floors. If Bronson notices the shield dent in the floors, he might actually do anything, though, because this guy's reputation is that fearsome. That even, a proud man like Bronson wouldn't say anything about the shield cracked into the floors. And he looks over to you, the human does, and he's drinking and he's laughing. He's like, whoa, big fella! Hello! They always call me big fella. What can I do you for, lad?
I'm just coming by to say hello.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Wait
I'm
a minute.
Budik.
You're forget my, pardon my French, but you're one of them Bangas, right?
I am, yeah.
I just ain't never seen one in person before, sorry.
I've seen plenty of you before.
How ain't that the truth? Us humans, we don't know when to stop copulating.
That's true.
Spread ourselves across the veil we have. The dwarves must be furious. Gluck, gluck, and he starts drinking.
I can't speak to the dwarves' mental state. You seem like you're well-traveled. Do you have any stories that you can share with me?
Well, you know, lad.
I'm traveling soon myself.
Are you? You know, I'm an ignorant type, but he looks at the way basically you're dressed with your, meditation beads and your, white robes. He's like, I was told Bangas are more of a, you know, a martial type. Like, I expected the first one I met to have armor and swords and such, and you look a lot more, clothed.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I am a disappointment to my family. They wanted me to be a fighter, they wanted me to be a thief, but I spoke too well, and I was able to learn how to do magic early on. Do you have any healing you might need to be done? Do you need any soothed?
I appreciate you asking, lad, but he pulls up his shirt to reveal like a large scar across his torso. He's like, all the healing I need's been done over by my old cleric friend.
Do you have any emotional healing you need to have done?
I who doesn't, lad?
Okay. Well, is there anything you'd like to get off your chest, then?
Well, let me sit down. I'll tell you the tale of my lost ex-wife, Amelia. She was a beautiful girl. Hair as fair as the plains in Elden Vale. And then he goes into, like, a long story about, wife and the fact that, like, she kept trying to start a family with him, but he kept going on adventures and killing orcs and shit, so never happened. One thing he also notes in his story, though, Budik, is he does tell you about how, like, you know, there was the age of the dwarves here in Elden Vale was, about 100 years ago, basically. Right around when the bridge collapsed from the flood. But the dwarves used to, like, basically be the most prominent life form in Elden Vale. There was a big war, and then a lot of the dwarves died, and the humans kind of, you know, became the new dominant species. So now the dwarves kind of hang out south, and they're kind of mad about that. So he's telling you that story. And then Kimchi over at Bronson Shadowbanks, he's still kind of, you know, giving you the elbow in the ribs or whatever. At this point, yeah. Ruby is like, forgive me, Kimchi, but I think the person I was waiting for has arrived. And in walks a lovely older woman. You know who this is. She puts her arm on your shoulder, and you recognize her as Derilda, aka the stable master. Much like Bronze of Shadowbring, she's a member of the town council. And she says, "Oh, I see. What do we have here? Looks like young Kimchi's all grown up and talking to my friend from the city, Ruby, huh?" And Ruby, like, stands up and gives her a hug. She's like, "Oh, I didn't know the two of you knew each other." Yeah, and Daryl's like, "Oh, yeah, I've known Kimchi since he was, this high."
Keep going to this well, I guess.
And Bronson's like, "I already made that joke."
I'm short. Well, you still smell like the inside of a barn, so...
I would have it no other way. And she, like, kind of... She goes to, like, tussle your hair in a really, like, demeaning way. But, like, in a friendly, demeaning way. In a friendly... Yeah. Like the way an aunt would, you know?
My little, like, pom-pom thing on the top of my head shakes. Yeah. And that... You know that hurts, right? It's like a nerve ending.
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's a sensory organ.
Oh,
so.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You told me. The ear. That feels good.
Oh, can I do that one here? Sorry, let me make it up to you.
I start, like, kicking my foot against the table.
Ruby looks at that and she goes, "Huh, I gotta mark that one down for later." Anyway, so then Derilda and Ruby start talking. She's like, "Oh, what are you doing in the city? Or what are you doing here, not outside of the big city?" And she's like, "I came to visit you." Apparently they're friends, they go back or whatever. But yeah, while that's happening, Bronson comes over and he's like, "Hey, Kimchi, lad, I got a hot tip. If you and that big healing friend of yours are looking for work, There's, you know, Captain Scarlet, Captain of the Guard. She was telling me there's, we need, they're looking for a couple of hands to help, a lady across the, across the I-95.
I got two right here.
Yeah. Well, she's a lady over at Towns Over in Ramsbury. She's just, you know, a couple, it's caravan protection type of job, you know, how it is.
Yep.
They're worried because there's some of those, them vices, sometimes patrol the I-95 looking for commoners and nobles that they can rob, so, if you talk to the captain, I'm sure she'll give you all the details about that.
Yeah, where is she?
Oh, she's probably over at the Bell House. That's kind of like sweet. Where the town council meets.
Some good shows over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. Really good shows. Word. Yes, yeah, she's over at the Bell House. I also heard that there's Brother Dalmas and also Thorkin, the blacksmith. They also looking for people, looking for a couple of hands.
Sure.
It's up to you. I know you're looking to make some gil. As he's saying this, Ruby turns to you and says, "Kimchi, thank you again for the drink. But I promised my friend Derilda we'd go for a ride around the town. She's supposed to show me what's going on, so I hopefully we meet again, though," she says.
"I feel like we will. And fun fact about what's around the town, I'll let you know, not much."
She laughs and gives you a very flirtatious wave goodbye. Budik, back over to where you are. "Yeah, and then my third wife, Cecilia, you know, she was a tough bro, probably the toughest of my wives."
Yeah, I imagine. I just heard my friend, his foot hitting the table quite a bit. I should probably go check on it, make sure he's okay.
Yeah, you do that, absolutely.
This is a delight, though. You have I wish you good health.
"Yes, you too. Sorry, I didn't get your name. What was it, my bad friend?"
Budik.
Budik. Gerd.
Yeah.
"If you ever need to hear any more war stories, tales of heroism, I'm your man. Zahaha."
It's been my pleasure.
So yeah, Budik, and Kimchi, you guys can meet back up and discuss what your plans are.
"Hey, so I made some money."
"What? How?"
"I gambled."
"And you made money?"
"I won, yeah."
"That, I mean, let's just keep doing that then. Is there any downside to gambling?"
It seems like I could lose because the other two people that I played with lost.
Mm.
But I've only succeeded so far. So... yeah, it's that table of those two guys over there. They're playing this black dice game.
Did it feel good when you won?"
"Oh yeah, it felt great."
"Should we chase that feeling?"
"I mean, if you'd like to play a game, you should definitely try it out, see how you like it."
"I mean, I've been told I have what's called an addictive personality, so yeah, it's probably a bad idea, but..."
"Okay.
I did hear about, like, other work that we could do. However, it is work."
"Right. Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, I'd be open to that. That could be good."
"Do you want to do a job?"
"Yeah, let's do a job."
"And then we'll get money, and then we can gamble it and turn it into more money."
"I think that's probably the best bet."
"Let's go check it out. So we got to go find, what's her name? The red?
Captain Scarlet."
"Captain Scarlet.
Yeah, you would definitely know Captain Scarlet. She's the leader of the town watch and all that, yeah. The Bell House is the town hall, the courtroom, the jail, and also the headquarters of the town guard, led by one Captain Scarlet. Captain Scarlet is another member of the town's council, and... there was a mosquito in front of my face. She is an older woman, very no-nonsense, very what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. The lawful good that the world needs. She is very good friends with Stable Master Derilda as well. And in fact, they used to even be a part of the same adventuring party.
Ooh.
The legendary adventuring party known as the Gold Dragons. But now she's settled for not retired because she's still active, but she is settled in a less hectic and more stable role as the very well relied upon town guard leader. And so she you guys see her in her basically her chambers in the bell house. And she says, "Oh, Kimchi! Budek, was it? You've been here for a few months. The two of you seem to have struck up quite a friendship. What can I do for you?"
Derilda had us come over here. I guess there's some caravan that needs protecting, and there's Gil involved.
There is Gil involved, Kimchi. Are you...
Oh, sorry, Koopa.
There is Gil involved. Kimchi, are you and your friend, starting your own little adventuring party sort of thing?
Freelance, just, you know, odds and ends, picking up stuff, really just trying to, and I pat my cookbook, you know, fill out this bad boy. So anything that gets me out of town, on the road, finding new ingredients, I'm all for it. So let's,
Okay.
Tell me more about this, huh? How about...
Well, it's, her name is Lady Monday. She is, a merchant in the town of Ramsbury, out east on the I-95. And, yeah, I mean, it's a simple job. She's got a caravan. We already have three guards, we're gonna be sending with her. But could definitely use a couple more hands, you know, in case anything goes down. Two chocobos, one wagon. Do any of you guys know how to ride? Any of you guys up for being the drivers, or do you want to sit in the back with the lady and the other guards?
Chocobos don't normally let me ride them so good.
Oh yeah, I tend to be a little bit heavy for them myself.
Oh yeah, I could see that. Okay, I'll have one of the other guards ride, and I'll put two of you in the back with her. And yeah, it should be a simple enough mission. And yeah, upon completion of this, 1,000 gil for each of you.
Hey.
She's an important person, that Lady Monday.
Yeah, why does she need protecting?
She's part of the Ransbury is run by a merchant council, and she's one of the members of the council. She's a high, high value target, HPT. Especially if any of those vices who've been, messing with passengers gets to her, it'll look bad for us. Very bad, so. Just do whatever she says. Make sure she gets to Ramsbury in one piece. And yeah.
Can do. I think. We'll see.
Alrighty. Sounds good. They leave on the morrow.